I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That the players union isn't trying to, like Joel said, use that to their advantage and trying to quote unquote weaponize it is crazy. It goes back to the Lamar Jackson thing. Like when Deshaun Watson got that ridiculous fully guaranteed contract, the owners were like, we'll never do this again. That's why Arthur Blank stood and looked Atlanta media in the face and said, no, we're good at quarterback. We wouldn't pay Lamar Jackson. Like, you idiot. Why would you not do that? So I think it's super messy. It's fascinating and it requires a lot of reading and detail finding, but good on you to ask that.
Yeah, so for a long time, and this is a local guy, we knew Demaurius Smith pretty darn well, right? I mean, I got to know George Atala, who was the number two over there for years, always so gracious and kind, answering every question Grant and I had. But so the new boss over there is a dude named Lloyd Howell. I've never met him, don't know anything about him. Well, you find some of these details out, and Joel does a really nice job because sort of chronicling some of this. He's got a part-time employment with a company called the Carlyle Group, who Orioles fans know. David Rubenstein came from there. And he now owns the Orioles. They do quite good business, from what I understand. They're very successful. But he's got a gig there. And there's a conflict of interest, potentially, with his employment there, or the contract at least has there in the NFL. And he's representing players' interest. Now you have this case that came out, which basically said this should have been the beginning of ground gained for the players. Whether you think that's right or not is irrelevant.
Right.
And I don't think it's right. I don't think the Deshaun Watson contract should have been a precedent for anything other than Cleveland was so desperate and stupid.
It was being dumb, yeah.
Right? But even still, for the player's perspective, you could absolutely understand that. They go, okay, toothpaste is out of the tube. Let's all line up. And then the owners went, nope.
Yeah.
And it kind of reeked a little bit. Well, it turns out, again, according to what's alleged, and whatever I'm supposed to say so no one sues me, that the top layers in the NFLPA kind of went along with it and didn't share some of this stuff with the players.
That's my problem.
And well,
how are you our leader and you're not telling us what the hell's going on?
There are a lot of times where when you're the boss of the players, for example, and again, over the years, it's not like I sparred with Demaurius Smith a lot or would argue with George Atala, but there are times where I go, I understand your perspective. God, I find that annoying though.
Yeah.
Like for Major League Baseball players, for their union rep for so many years, I'm like, can you just submit to the drug testing, please? But it's an ask. It's a chore. It's a thing. And you are representing the players. And I know it's for the common good.
Yeah.
But they're sitting there going, you're asking us to do something. What are you giving it back? And you have to take those positions sometimes. Right?
It's not fun, but yeah.
It's not fun. And it's also not always great for public perception, et cetera. But that's the gig.
Yeah.
That's the job. So, yeah, this is a little bit messy.
Yeah. Hairy. Very hairy.
If you will.
Yeah.
Now, football's still going to be played.
Right.
The leadership might change over. But yeah, it is. The trying to get over on the 31, counting Green Bay, however they do, call it 32. The 32 owners, it's much easier to get that group of people to put a signature on a piece of paper than it is the couple of thousand NFL players from different cities with different backgrounds, different needs, and everything else, right? That's just a numbers game. That's harder.
Yeah.
And these guys, I say guys, and there's a couple lady owners, but these folks, this is what they do. I always talk about this in my walk of life. I am not a professional repairer of cable. I'm not a professional handler of my car maintenance. When I have to do something that's like one of the thousand things that I have to do that I don't, it's not my job, I go to the people whose job it is.
Right.
The players are at an inherent disadvantage. Business people are doing a business thing right to you.
Yeah.
And they're good at it. Most of them. Some of them just walked in. They're like born on third base. They're like, man, I had a triple. No. But other guys and gals, they made their fortunes. Right. And they're here at the top of the business world. They deal in business every day. You deal in football. And you're probably as good at it as anybody that's ever been. You're incredibly skilled, but that's not your forte. They live this, you don't.
Yeah.
So when you've got to be a tourist in their space, it's harder. The same way that if you're like, okay, man, flatten out your bench route and try to get, you know, six steps deep to make the cornerback swivel his hips and then try to get open. 63-year-old guy that couldn't run a mile in
this
20 minutes.
Doesn't do this. It's not. It's
cannon fodder for them.
To think that like Lloyd Howell is supposed to be the dude that helps you not get taken advantage of, and then in turn he is taking advantage of you by withholding information. Like, that's a very damning set of information.
It's a serious thing.
Like, it would break all trust to be within the union. Like, I wonder what type of lasting ramifications that this has between the head of the NFLPA and the players here on out. Because, like, I'm sure this isn't the first time the head of the NFLPA has done something shady. It's probably just now getting out.
Or, yeah, we're guys who aren't necessarily plugged in every day are going, mm-hmm. wait, what?
The backup kicker for the Cardinals, who was also a part of the union. Like, it's weird, man.
Totally. Good discussion, though, and it's something to watch. Yeah. Again, football will be played, but yes. This kind of stuff I find fascinating. Here's what I want to do next before we get to the double play. We're going to touch on this. I think we'll probably go harder with this maybe later on in the program. But we've got more pressure. We're talking about a lot of negotiations here on the radio program today. More pressure potentially being applied on the D.C. City Council when it comes to the stadium front. And this body is bigger than the D.C. City Council, respectively.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big name. It's one of those world leader type guys. We'll explain next.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.